On Monday, we were speaking to Police Commissioner Carlo Callaghan, who raised some concerns and put out some debate, some lines of debate, in a opinion piece that he did in the West, and it was looking at the issue of kids who are in situations where they don't really stand a chance, and from those situations they could then go on to become problems for the police, because quite simply they're just not getting the sort of parental guidance that they require. And police officers, needless to say, walk into these situations quite a bit and tear their hair out as to what they can or can't do for those children. So he put that out there, that perhaps more kids and more circumstances needed to be taken away from those types of parents. That's caused a lot of debate in the community. And the director of Centrecare is Tony Pietro Piccoli. Piccolo, I should say. And he joins me on the line now. Tony, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Gary.
Tony, you've written a piece in the West today. You seem to be guarding against the notion that the police commissioner is talking about. Why is that?
Well, I think the issue of removing children from parental care is always fraught with danger. We've seen through various reports over the years about the impact that children that are taken away from their families suffer as a consequence of that. We've seen from Bring Them Home report to the recent inquiry into sexual abuse in institutions, that the impact that removing children from care of family can be incredibly debilitating over a lifetime. So whenever we consider taking children away from their home, we have to be very careful and very cautious. That's not to say that we shouldn't remove children from those situations that are going to be a danger to them, or those situations where they will necessarily suffer long-term harm by remaining in that situation. So whenever you're going to look at what the decision ought to be, should they stay or go, you have to be very, very careful. To see removing children as a solution in and of itself to social issues such as young children involved in crime is not something that we should be doing, taking lightly. My piece was about the importance of reflecting on what we are doing, because we may be, by doing that, by removing kids, we may be solving a short, sort of a crime issue or a short-term solution. But if those same children are going to grow up with issues that will stop them, for example, from forming relationships, issues that may lead them to be antisocial, issues that may lead them to depression and sometimes suicide, then we've got to be very careful about what we're doing. So my call isn't so much that we ought not to remove children when they are in danger, but more importantly, to do so cautiously, and also to raise the issue that at the end of the day, we are simply, what we're doing regularly is to put a lot of emphasis on the crisis end of our intervention with our families, and not enough effort and enough money into the preventative end. Now, there is so much information out there over the years that shows that investing money with families at a very early stage and investing money in families that are having social problems is possibly the most effective and also the cheapest way of dealing with these issues. Yet we regularly take the focus away from that intervention to the crisis end and put money down that end. So my concern is that we're not doing enough of that, Gary.
All right. Well, can I give you an idea, though? When the police commissioner talks about officers executing a warrant on a house and they find four kids under 15 living in a squalor where there are sex toys, pornography and drug paraphernalia everywhere, and the parents are completely useless, what do you do then?
Well, as I said a minute ago, in crisis situations, we ought to be assessing that situation and saying what is in the best interest of the child.
Well, isn't it? That's a no-brainer, Tony. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no.
That's a no-brainer. Those kids at that under age of 15 don't have a chance. So why is the commissioner wrong to suggest that they should? That's where you'd call the Department of Child Protection.
But we don't. We need to assess that. We can't just simply
have a chance. Where's the assessment?
We've got professionals, Gary, that go into those houses and make that assessment. It's not for the commissioner, as a police officer, to say these children would be best off being taken away from their parents.
At that point in time, surely it's a police officer's role
to report it, to protect
those children from the moment that they get that evidence.
But to report it to the authorities that I've got that responsibility.
And then it goes through an assessment panel, and meantime kids are still living in those
conditions. It's not an assessment panel, no, that's unfair.
Well, it just sounds like the. I'm sorry to sort of take umbrage with it, but you're talking about reflecting on things. Let's stop reflecting on things. When you see that situation, four kids in a house in that squalor.
No, hang on, Gary.
What? I wouldn't leave them there.
If they're reported, look, there were 250,000 reports across Australia of children who were considered to be in some sort of need of protection. Last year, 50,000 of those were investigated and found to be that there was some evidence, if you like, where children or some intervention had to take place. We're not talking about a small issue here. Mm. And to suggest that you can just remove children without making assessments is purely being fraught. It's fraught with danger. It's fraught with
danger. But isn't the other alternative?
We've got professionals that we pay as a community to make those assessments. We've got professionals that do that. We've got to trust that. Now, that's not to say that if there is that situation is the commissioner was talking about DCP to suggest that those kids won't be removed is simply making an initial assessment over the phone to say, well, those kids are simply being left there. Well, that's not true, because if people go there and see the situation, invariably, if they consider the children are in danger, they will be removed. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's no question about it. I've seen thousands of those situations, and we've got over 4,000 children currently in care. So it's not as if people are taking this sort of sitting back. My concern with the commissioner's position is purely that we can see removing children from households as a solution to an issue, when in fact it's a very serious step to take, and we have to be very careful about what we're doing. And instead of concentrating on that, it would be so much better if there was more emphasis on helping families that are having problems to overcome them. There's a small percentage of families that would possibly find it impossible to move out of their situation for a whole variety of reasons. But our experience over many years in this area is that if families are provided with some support and some help, they can move to a different place where they are looking after the kids, where they are looking after the households. But we don't put enough money or time into that. And I think that's what I'm calling for. Let's not look for the quick fixes here. Let's not say, well, we've got a problem, we've got a single parent or whoever who may not be looking after the children, so the best thing to do is to take the children away.
All right, Tony, look, I appreciate that. Obviously, the piece in the paper is like you say, in some measure countering what the commissioner had to say, but you're coming at it from another point of view, I suppose. We're talking about those officers in the front line that see this stuff, and it's pretty scary. But I appreciate your time today, Tony Pietropiccolo. He is from the Centicare organisation, which is a leading WA not-for-profit community services organisation that's also out and about looking at these kind of issues.